Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Welcome to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. It is a joy and a pleasure to be with you once again. As usual, we're always talking to somebody very interesting and coming from within the Ministry of Finance. As I often say, I did not know the Ministry of Finance was that big, so many sub-ministries and working for the interests of our country. For many of us, we thought that all they do is collect taxes, spend our money, and come back and ask us for more money. But there's much more happening within the Ministry of Finance than spending our money. And today I will be speaking to Mr. Terence Victor, who is the Acting Chief Procurement Officer within the Ministry of Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Welcome to the program. Mr. Terence, how are you?
Oh, I am quite fine, Pastor Sanford. It's nice to be on your program once again.
Well, yeah, and it's good to have you back, and good that you can come to spend some time to talk with us. I'll ask of you to project your voice a bit more, come a bit closer, because most people's voice is not as big as my voice.
Yes, the pastor's voice is always loud.
That's very true. So how are you?
I am quite fine. I am quite good.
From when we last spoke, there were a lot of changes taking place.
Yeah, when we last spoke, we were into the... When we last spoke, we dealt with some of the major sections of the Public Procurement and Disposal of Public Property Act. We dealt with how the institution is set up and the general processes and procedures involved in government.
We're going to have this discussion now. We're talking about many things, but really dealing with the website and other things. What is meant by increasing transparency in the public procurement? Because that had been a big discussion. When we last left, you saw that was coming. That's something that on the books and so forth. It need to be implemented. Now it's been implemented. So talk to us about what is happening in this transparency in the public domain.
Yes. Transparency has to do with making public information available to the public, and not just available but also accessible to the public. Government has a duty to make public information available and accessible to the public, and public procurement by law requires that certain information must be made public, and we could not have done that without the technology we have today. In the past, government main mode of making information public was through the Gazette, you may have heard of it, or the national newspapers, right? Those media has its limitations. But the technology today afford us a wonderful opportunity to make a lot of information that the public should be aware of, to make those information accessible to the public, and that is what we call transparency in public procurement.
So before, government used to send its information through the Gazette, through the public medium by the newspaper or the radio station, and announcements that
are
made.
Yes.
Now you have done something now, which is a website, right?
Yes,
so
that's right.
What sort of information does procurement website bring to the public? I mean, that's a big thing. Now you're saying, hey, we have a website, and on that website, there's going to be information. If you want to know what's happening in procurement, you can go there and get it. So talk to us about that.
Yes. The website has a significant amount of key information that the public should know, and the public has the opportunity to act on that information also. First and foremost, you would see what the procurement system is, the institutions involved. For example, there is a review commission. You will see how it is set up. There is a public procurement board, which replaces the old public tenders board.
Ah.
So you would see the objectives of the procurement legislation. You will see about the public procurement unit under the Ministry of Finance. But very importantly, you would see the legislation governing public procurement, the Act and the corresponding regulations, the regulations regarding the procedures of the review commission. That's the commission that deals with disputes and claims that may arise during the procurement process. You would also find other key information. For example, you would find notices of contracts, right? The law states that all procurement above $15,000, the notice of that intention to purchase by government must be published, right? You may still see some in the newspapers, but you know, of course, the newspaper is weekly. With a procurement website, you have that information available to you 24 hours a day. And you also have that opportunity to act on that procurement notice. You may be a supplier. Mm-hmm. You may want to take part. You mm-hmm. have that information readily available. You can view it. You can download it. So that it gives you that opportunity, if you so wish, to have to participate in that process.
So you are saying that at present, what is the website?
The website is procurement.gd.
Procurement.gd.
Yes.
All right. And on that website are all the information and up to date as what is available at the moment when it comes to procurement for government and information relating to how the whole system works.
Yes, you would find the major or the key pieces of information on how the system works. Of course, the site has only recently been...
How long that site has been up?
Just about 6 weeks now. So we are still in the process. It's relatively new.
Teething process.
Yes,
too.
And it is in it's still being fine-tuned. It has not been fully populated with all the necessary information as yet, but we are working to get it as efficient as possible.
So let me ask, when I go on the website, what are some of the things that are on there? Give me a kind of breakdown of what are some of the things I would find and where I would find it.
Right. Well, it depends on what your interest is.
Right.
You can have the, of course, there is a legislation if you want to read and see how the system works, what is being prescribed, what are the responsibilities and obligations of the government or the procuring entities, the suppliers, the procurement board, the review commission, all the conditions, all the modus operandi are all there so that you can have a good knowledge as to how the system works. You will, if you are a contractor or a supplier to government, you will see what is government intended purchase, whether it is for works, which is construction, a road, or a bridge, or a school, or if it's for the procurement of goods, computers, vehicles, furniture, and other equipment, right? If you look right now, you will see that government is seeking to purchase 20 computers. Now, if you can supply 20 computers to government, you may go on that site and you can see the instructions which you can follow and you can take part in that process.
So you don't have to be an established business. If somebody now start up a business, and they want, they're supplying computers. That's what they do, technology.
Right.
They can go on that site and see what the rules are.
Of
and
course.
if they can work within the rule, they can apply.
Of course.
To take part in the bidding.
Yes. In the past, it may have been just for the major suppliers, and they would be the first to get that information and they would act on it. Today, we want to give every supplier, big as well as small, a fair chance to participate, because you may well have the best offer to government in terms of quality and price. So through that website, you are given the same opportunity as all the others.
That's good. Right? So it's no longer the Tom Jones that controlled.
That's right.
But it's healthy, though, I would believe, for a country when you can get more people involved.
Of course, one of the objectives of the Act is to promote small businesses, to promote the what you call entrepreneurs. They also should be able to have that opportunity to sell to government, right? Mm. So the Act affords you through the website that opportunity to get the information at the same time as the others and to act on it accordingly.
Let's go through for my listeners to understand better the bidding process. Let's say you have, like you said, 20 computers that you have, the government want to purchase.
Seeking to purchase.
Government would put that out on the website.
Yes.
That is available. The persons who wish to bid would go on the website and see what the rules are.
More or less the instructions, how they are to get in contact with government, what they are to do to make their offer reach to government.
Right, and what happened after that?
Well, what happens after that is the procuring entity, whichever entity, ministry or department that is doing the purchase, would have an evaluation committee that would look at all what has been received. And based on certain criteria, they would come up with what would be the best offer. In terms of price, in terms of quality, and other considerations, especially these days where we talk about sustainability and procurement, government want to be the leader in that. So we're looking for, you'll stand a better chance with government if your offer to government has recycled products, energy saving, if it is not harmful to the environment, you are in a better position to win a bid from government if you can satisfy those criteria.
So the green energy is really important to government.
Yes, and that has been promoted directly through the public procurement process.
All right, so once that is done, they bid, the people get a bid, does government then decide, okay, out of the 12 we receive, these are the 5 that are qualified or the 8 that are qualified out of the 12?
Yes, most cases it would be one, unless it is a very large amount and one is not able to supply, then government will say, well, we can arrange it in such a manner that 5 or so supply because one is unable to.
No, let me go back. I apply to government to purchase the 15 computers.
Government is purchasing.
All right, government purchasing. To sell the computers to government.
Right.
There are 10 of us that apply.
Uh-huh.
All right, for it. I guess we're sending our information in, including the cost of the computers.
The cost is a consideration.
Right. Oh, yes. Cost is a consideration. But before that happened, does the government evaluate the people who are applying to say these are 2 or 3 or 5 that are qualified out of the 10 that applied?
Yes, in many instances, you would have, the entity would have some pre-qualified information. So already you will know some information about the supplier, the capacity to supply, the business address, and some other information you would already have on that supplier.
Right. So that is done. Once they said, okay, fine, 5 of you are qualified, then go ahead and send in your bid.
Right.
Right. They're sending the bid of how much they would bring the computers in for government, who is the buyer.
Yes.
All right. Then the board evaluate the 5 or 8 persons that send in their bid, and they pick one.
That's right.
And that one has the responsibility of purchasing, buying on behalf of government.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Selling for government.
Selling for government. Do you have to pay taxes when you come in?
Of course. Seeing
that you're binding for government? No, that's a good question.
If you're selling to government, the law states you must be registered with the Inland Revenue Department.
Must be registered.
And not just registered, but up to date with your taxes.
Oh, okay.
Right? Up to date with your taxes. And we will check to make sure that even if you win the bid from government, we would go in the background and check to see, well, what is your standing with regards to your payment of your taxes.
Right. And so that also mean, do I, when it come in, do I pay VAT on seeing that is for government or no? Or is duty free based on
it's not duty free.
It's not duty free.
No, all your price would be all what
include the taxes
all
or whatever
the duties and taxes. Yes.
Okay, so government is not exempt from paying his own taxes.
Well, in a sense, no. It eventually gets back to government, so it makes the accounting process easier.
Much easier. Yes. Okay. All right. Great. Now, what has the public response been since the establishment of the website?
Well, it has been quite promising. We have been receiving a number of calls from the public, in particular the suppliers, who are quite interested in some of the bids, and they also would like to know how they can submit a bid. At this time, we are still, they have to submit their bids manually, right? Maybe in the future, we're looking to a system where they can supply the bid electronically. But for now, it has to be in a sealed envelope and addressed to the appropriate entity. So yes, we have been receiving a number of calls. The word is being spread around, and the business companies and so seems to have a keen interest into going along with how the steps government has taken to make procurement easier, both for government and for the business community.
Well, I would advise government to do a little promo ad so we can advertise the website, because it's necessary, because a lot of people still don't know about the website. It'd be helpful. This is one medium for which you're doing it, but if I get an ad in the program I have, it's government program, I'm sure I can play an ad. Just a note for your bosses.
Note point well taken, Pastor.
All right. So that's going good. Now, talk to us about, at this time, how can the public contribute to the proper running of the procurement process? What can the public do?
Well, yeah, as I said earlier, we are still going through a implementation stage, so everything is not perfect, and a lot of the smooth operation of the public procurement system, a lot depends on not just government entities but also the public and the suppliers in particular. They have a very significant role to play in this process, and we would appreciate their comments, their genuine criticisms, and their suggestions on how the system can be improved, how we can make it easier, because sometimes we government, on one side you don't see everything, but when you look at it from the side of the user or the supplier, from the public side, they can help to improve the system quite a lot. So we look forward to their suggestions and comments to help improve the system.
When you look back, how many years you've been within that department?
Well, I've been with the procurement unit actually since 2010.
Between 2010 and now, 8 years, in the past 8 years, what has the progress been within that department?
Well, from 2010 to 2014, it was quite slow because there was no act in place, right? It was more preparatory work in getting the act together, in drafting the act, providing consultation so that we can get the act passed in Parliament. From 2014, the act was passed in Parliament and the regulations took effect 2015. So from 2015, 2016, thereabout, actual implementation began. And that's where we had the new procurement board in place. We set up the review commission. The unit had some additional staffing, and we went along to have some training to the procuring entities, both the mainstream government ministries and departments, and also some of the statutory bodies. We have gone through some training with them, and we're continuing to do that.
So at the moment, you are comfortable where you are. I mean, not where you quite want to be, but the progress you have made in the past 8 years, it has been progressive.
It has been progressive, yes. It has been progressive, and that is what keeps us going. Bit by bit, we are more, and we are achieving more, and we are making progress. Significant progress.
Wonderful. I want to congratulate you and congratulate your team for the great work you all have been doing. What is the website again?
The website is procurement.gd.
Procurement.gd.
Yes.
Procurement.gd. Yes. Easy. I mean, is that right? You know, it's procurement you're doing, and then .gd. I did GD is Grenada.
GD means Grenada.
All right. But procurement.gd.
Right. There's one more thing I wish to say about the site. While it primarily deals with the procurement of goods, works, and services, it also facilitates the disposal of government assets. Right. The Act also provides that government can dispose its assets mainly by having selling the assets, by disposal, or by like dumping on destruction.
So desks or anything government may have.
Yes. But government, at some time, government has said that they do not wish to dump because it has
value
still.
Mm.
For example, vehicles can be sold, and the site allows you to see what assets government have at this time that is up for sale.
Okay, so there is on the same site, the procurement.gd site.
Yes,
it tells you what government have for sale.
Correct, right? Okay. And we're not talking land and
vehicles,
buildings here. We're talking movable assets, vehicles, equipment, and so mainly vehicles at this time. So you would see that some ministries have wished to dispose of the vehicle. It will be there for sale, and the best bidder would win that.
The best bidder mean the man who bid the most.
The one who bid the highest would get the opportunity to purchase that vehicle from government.
Yeah, the best bidder. Boy, if you're looking for a vehicle, let's go and check out government.
You can check it out and you can see what the government has for sale there.
Okay.
And submit a bid and the highest bidder wins.
Thank you, Mr. Towns Victor. I mean, this was very good. And the website, new, just about what, 6 weeks is up?
It's just about 6 weeks.
Procurement.gd.
Procurement.gd. Yes.
That's the website. Folks, go check it out. Go check it out. Government there. Not all. Go on your phone and computer and check it out. And you mean just find a vehicle there you could bid for $2,000 or $500 and get, you know, government thing is not high bidding. It's just the best bid. The best. So see what you could do. See what you could bid and see what you could find there. And for those of you like myself as a contractor, I can go on the site and find out what government have. The projects they have coming.
Certainly.
If the school, if the road.
Yes.
And then I can monitor it to be able now to go in and pick up my documents.
You can position yourself properly to take part in that process.
Okay. So more and more now. Contractor, you don't have to wait to read the Gazette or the newspaper.
No.
Go to the website.
Oh,
that is good for me because sometimes I miss it. I say, but when this thing come out? You're not ready. But it came out and I missed it. Now I need to go on the website and check. All right, so Bill, that's DJ, all other fellas. Let's go check the website and see what's up and see what's going on. Mr. Leo Peters and all of them, you know, we go on. Mr. Alistair James.
All the suppliers.
All them guys, the builders and them.
Yes.
All right, to make it happen. All right, man, thank you so much. I've been talking here to Mr. Terence Victor, who is the Acting Chief Procurement Officer within the Ministry of Finance and Increasing Tax Transparency in Public Procurement. And we had him not too long ago, but it was very good. The big thing is the website. They talked to us about that today. And you can go there and find information there. All right? It's procurement.gd. That's it. Thanks again, Mr. Terence Victor. I am Stanford Simon. You've been listening to the program Inside Finance. Go to our website, sgbcgrenada.com. This program will be uploaded there and also on the government website. I wish you a great, enjoyable, and fruitful week. Join me next week. At the same time, we do it all over again right here on Inside Finance. Special thanks to Mr. Terence Victor, Acting Procurement Officer within the Ministry of Finance. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.